So people who listen to our show know that we've brought on Mom Vita quite a bit, a couple times each year, you know, and the P1s do appreciate Mom being Mom. But we have a large and varied family that includes many more interesting people, and we've been kind of just tossing around how we might bring people on and for what purpose and, you know, what when it would work out perfectly. And the two people that are on our list, right at the top of the list, are the two people that have had experiences with alien beings. Is that the right way to say it? Extraterrestrial folk?
Yeah.
Our Uncle Marvin, who I will let him tell his story if and when we have him on air. And a second person who is probably one of the sweetest people you could ever meet in your whole life, which is our Aunt Vicky. And she has done a lot of amazing stuff. Her story is incredible outside of what we're going to talk about. But I'm bringing to the phone line right now our Aunt Vicky from somewhere
in
North Carolina.
Undisclosed location in North
Vicky,
Carolina.
Do you hear us?
I'm here, I guess. Hi, Mikey.
Hi, Aunt Vicky.
Hi.
I haven't talked to you forever. I love you.
I love you too, Mikey. And you're in my heart and prayers a lot lately, sweetheart.
That is so sweet. Thank you so much. I know Vicky's extended family is listening too. We have Uncle Ed and Holly and Rachel and Aria and Bowen who are all over the country listening at some location. So we're really happy to have you on.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So we've got a bunch of stuff. We need to quick hit a couple things first before we get into your experience being that you believe and completely have details around how you were abducted by aliens, which I just I found that so fascinating. At a holiday dinner, we spent too many drinks getting over all the details. It's amazing. But you also did undercover work as a DEA agent. Is that correct?
Well, I worked for the state of Florida, yes, as an undercover agent. Mm-hmm, I did. I was the first female law enforcement officer in the whole state of Florida.
Period?
Back then, it was unheard of, yes.
Wow. That's amazing. And then what's the bobcat? Do you want to ask her about a bobcat?
Well, hold on. Just on that, I mean,
I want to get into that. It's a whole great story. She was on Stings and everything that we could dive into. Trust me.
All right. We'll save that for another time.
Save that for next time.
The one I always remember about Aunt Vicky is a picture of you as a teenager, I suppose, with what appeared to be like a bobcat or a lion, like in your bed with you.
It was a lion cub. Yes, it was. From Lion Country Safari up in Philadelphia.
So you had that as a pet?
No, well, for 3 days in my hotel room.
Oh, okay.
That's a story in itself. That's an awful story.
Sounds pretty great if you ask me.
The state of Florida's still paying, they're still paying a hotel for the damage done.
The bobcat wrecked the hotel room?
The lion did.
Oh, the lion.
He did.
Okay. Again, okay. We could dive into all those things like it's crazy, but
it's later.
One thing in our family that has been legendary is your story of being abducted. So I don't even want to filter anything. Just you start and tell me the story of you guys. Were you camping, you and Uncle Ed, and what did you see, feel, and have happen to you?
Okay, here goes. It was about 49 years ago, and my husband and I were camping in a very quiet place with nobody around, and we were on the Ohio River. And we went to bed that night, and no, I was not smoking pot. My kids like to say, oh, Mom, you were smoking pot.
I think Uncle Ed is pretty adamant that you were, though.
And, yeah, he jokes, but I wasn't. And I was not. And you know what? No, I've never smoked pot. I had a brownie one time, but I've never smoked pot.
That's too bad. We got to fix that. But that's a whole different story.
And at 75, there's almost 75. There are times I wished I had some gummies, and well, that's a different story. So we were camping, and we went to bed, and I fell asleep. And, you know, all I can say, I can't prove anything, but I can say that I became aware. I can't say I woke, but I was aware that I couldn't move, and I was absolutely frozen.
Were you by yourself, or was Ed in the tent with you?
Ed was in the tent. Yes. He slept through it all.
Okay, so then you couldn't move, you couldn't talk?
I couldn't. I was frozen cold. I was so cold, and I couldn't move and do anything about it. And I saw lights, flash, bright lights outside the canvas of the tent we were in. And at that point, that's all I can tell you until this is what I know in my, I don't know, my spirit, heart, it happened. I was lifted and frozen, and they put, all I can remember, it was cold and bright on this table, and they put a device up my nose that went to my brain so that they could listen. And they're listening to you right now. And that's all I can tell you. And I couldn't awaken until the next morning, frozen solid. I mean, I felt that way. And I told Ed, nobody believed me. And you know, the family likes to joke about this story, but I know that I know. I can't prove it. But like if I said, Cash, do you love Mary? And you say, yes, right?
Yeah.
And I would say, prove it. Well, you just know it, don't you? You just know it.
Okay, so, yeah, no, and I believe you. And that's the one thing about this story is that when she tells me the story and we're sitting across the family table, I believe that she believes that this happened. Mm-hmm. This is definitely not something made up in your head. Let me ask a detailed question. Did you feel yourself going through the tent? Did you zap and just suddenly appear in? Were you in a ship? Did you see a ship? Or the insides of a ship?
No. All I see were bright lights, and I was frozen solid, and I guess I was, I mean, you know, I don't know if, you know, wherever it was, there was a table, but they did something to me.
And
how do I know it was a wire? I don't know. I'm wired that went up my nose. I had a brain scan not too long ago, and look for the wire. There's no wire there, but, you know, you and I are talking, but there's no wire between us right now. So certainly whoever did this is far more advanced than we are. So, you know, you can't prove it by looking at a brain scan. There's a wire, but I know they're listening. That's all I can say.
That's so great.
I'm a Christian. I talk to God many times during the day. But is there a wire in my head that goes up to heaven? No, I just know. I just know.
This is our sweet Aunt Vicky joining us on the Cirque Show. I don't doubt, again, at all. I don't doubt at all that you believe it, but if you're proclaiming that highly intelligent beings are listening to our radio show at any point, I assure you that is not the truth.
That's just a ratings thing.
Our ratings prove it.
No, I believe they are. Because, you know, you're connected to me.
There you go. So maybe we have one. So, okay, you wake up the next, or did you then go back to sleep, to your knowledge, or did you lay there for the rest of?
I told Ed about it, and he didn't believe me.
Did you wake him up?
Yeah, he just laughed.
Did you wake him up, pardon? Or was that conversation in the morning after you dumped
him? In the morning. Okay. I didn't awaken until the morning.
And then did you?
It just apparently lasted all night long. It must have. All I know is I was so cold.
Did you see what these people look like, or hands, or anything?
No, I did not. I just, these bright lights. Now, where in the world would bright lights come from in the middle of nowhere? You're out in the middle of nowhere, and bright lights are all around your tent. Now, if it was somebody trying to attack us, well, they'd come in and attack us. Well, sort of, they did. These someones.
So it's just
wouldn't call it an attack.
It's a belief then, like that, there wasn't, you don't, there's no physical proof. You don't remember anything. And you don't think that it's a possibility that this was a vivid dream of some kind.
You know what? I've had dreams. I've had many vivid dreams. I've had dreams where I was cold, and I've had dreams where I couldn't talk. It was different. It was just different.
I imagine since this happened, you've been, or at least in the few days after, you're asking a lot of questions, trying to figure out what that was. And have you sought other alternatives, or were you immediately just sure that that's what it was? I have a friend who actually tells a somewhat similar story to this, And then after he did a ton of research on like sleep paralysis and that sort of thing, he was sort of like, I suppose maybe that could have been it. And we all know the power of the human brain is something that is relatively incomprehensible. And only those of us that have never been through something like this would, I suppose, try to figure out what we believe is a more likely situation than an alien abduction. And that's just human nature, I think. But have you, over the course of 49 years, have you said, have you asked yourself every other option that this could have been and discounted them all, including sleep paralysis?
Well, yes, I have. I have done some research, and it could be. It could be. I just know that, it's one of those things you just know. I mean, if you were to ask somebody 200 years ago that you could talk on the phone to me holding a little device with no wires, you would think you're crazy. So you would. And so 200 years from now, if somebody told you that your distant alive relatives could give you a call wherever you are 200 years from now, that might be a really cool experience. But would you believe it right now? No. We just know what we know now, and there's a lot more to know in this universe, and we don't know it, but I'm just telling you about my experience. It was real to me, and hey, I'm glad to share it. It's no great, not to write a book about,
right.
But hey, I love you guys, and I'm so happy to be talking to you and just hearing your show.
I know. We're happy to have you on. All right, this is our Aunt Vicky, and somebody did ask what side of the family Aunt Vicky is on. So Vicky is our dad, our deceased father Bill's sister, and there was five of you, right? And
yes,
Uncle
were.
Steve and Annabelle and Vicky and Aunt Sherry. And I suppose while we have you on here, because, we've had Vita on the show a lot, we obviously never had the opportunity to have our dad on. And our dad is, one of the more interesting people, I think, that have ever walked this earth. So I don't know if you have
your dad was so awesome.
If you have anything on old Bill, maybe something we've never heard when he was a young man, anything like that, we'd love to hear.
Yeah, I'll think about that. I'll think about that. He always loved pranks. Oh, he was always pulling pranks on the little kids. Just like you two probably are.
Yeah, probably
we're not too far off. Have you ever talked to Uncle Marvin, since he's the other guy in the family that's had an experience sort of similar?
Yeah, and that's really kind of solidifying for me, because people that see what they think, what's kind of termed flying saucers or unidentified UFOs and whatever they're called. It's been good to know that many, many people have had some experiences. Hey, they're out there. We're just a small world, a small earth in a huge universe. And why not? Why aren't there other people that are checking this out? And why couldn't people be listening to me? Why did they pick me? Well, they probably picked others to be the transmitter. I'm sorry. My family's probably laughing their tails off right now.
Well, I'll tell you one thing that anybody that's listening to this right now can absolutely hear in your voice and understand, that you are, without question, probably one of the kindest people that I've ever known in my whole life. And so that's why this is not anything that's in jest or making fun of you in any way. This is something that, I've always wanted to share with the P1s who are our listeners, just because, you're such a sweetheart and I know you're speaking your truth. And so I thought it was something that we might want to share with our listeners. So it means a lot that you took the time to come on with us, and we love you very much, and thank you very much. And again, we want to talk about busting buddies in undercover situations and drug situations. We absolutely want to have you on another time, if that's okay.
We can do that. Oh, I love you too, and to your audience, thank you for listening to me, and bless you. Thank you.
That is our Aunt Vicky. All right, Aunt Vicky, we love you.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye. Love you.
She the best.
Oh. I mean, it's just hard to find anybody genuinely just kinder than that woman.
She's just fun.
Always has been, too.
And
her and Uncle Ed, and they used to live in Clearwater, and we lived in Sarasota, so they were some of our closest family members. And then our cousin Holly was right between our ages, I think. And then our cousin Rachel, and I just love them, man. I wish I saw a whole lot more of my family, and I just don't see them enough.
Well, it was really, really great to have her on, and, you know, maybe we had to send her some gummies. P1 in Colorado, send her some gummies.
She was on. Send me some gummies. All right, the great Aunt Vicky.